From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. NATO says today it's intercepted a letter from the reclusive leader of the Afghan Taliban. The authenticity of the letter could not be immediately verified, but Chief NATO military spokesman German Brigadier General Josef Blatt says he's sure it's real. Here's Blatt's reading from the intercepted orders.
Capture and kill any Afghan women who are helping or providing information to coalition forces. Recruit anyone that has access to coalition forces bases. Purchase or obtain more heavy weapons such as rocket-propelled grenades.
It's a stark turnaround from a directive Mullah Omar issued a year ago in which he urged fighters to avoid harming civilians. At the same time, violence continued in the region. On Tuesday, international leaders will gather in Kabul for a conference on the Afghan war. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on the deaths in Afghanistan today, which included at least four civilians as well as a NATO soldier.
A military statement said that a roadside bomb was responsible for the NATO casualty, but released no other details. Another bomb in Kandahar targeted Afghan police, but killed only a bystander. In the capital, Kabul, a suicide bomber detonated himself on the eastern side of the city. Western officials called it an attempt to disrupt the international donors conference planned for Tuesday. Dozens of foreign ministers are expected to attend, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A NATO spokesman today released the contents of what he said was an intercepted letter between the Taliban leader, Mullah Omar, and his insurgent commanders in Afghanistan. NATO officials said Omar had ordered his followers to kill any Afghan man or woman who works for international forces or the Afghan government. Taliban insurgents are now blamed for the majority of civilian casualties in the war. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Vice President Joe Biden says he's confident the Democrats won't lose the Senate or the House in the fall elections. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, he's also speaking out about some of his administration's opponents.
Here's what the vice president said on the ABC program this week.
I wouldn't characterize the Tea Party as racist.
He meant it so much, he said it twice.
I don't believe, the president doesn't believe, that the Tea Party is a racist organization. I don't believe that.
Biden's comments come in the wake of an NAACP resolution condemning extremist elements in the Tea Party. Biden did acknowledge such elements exist, but he focused on the issues dividing the country, saying that opposition to efforts such as solar energy and health care reform will eventually wane away. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Another deadline from the federal government on the trial of BP's Gulf well cap has passed, and it's still not clear what's next. It's been 3 days since BP stopped the flow of oil from the busted well. The trial run was supposed to end Saturday, but was extended till this afternoon. Video footage shows the well is still plugged. You're listening to NPR. Authorities in northern Mexico say gunmen stormed a party today and massacred 17 people. The gunmen apparently arrived at the party in several cars and opened fire without saying a word. At least 18 people were wounded. Several of the victims were young and some were women, but their identities and ages have not yet been determined. Investigators had no suspects or information on a possible motive. French Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux vowed to put down the riots that struck down the alpine resort city Grenoble. Frank Browning has more.
Fighting first broke out Friday and continued yesterday after police shot and killed a man who was allegedly part of a holdup team that robbed a casino of several thousand euros. Local youths fired shots at police and stopped a tramway by setting a fire on the tracks, then attacked it and some stores with crowbars and rocks and torched several of the stores. Hortefeux, who earlier this spring was condemned in court for making racist remarks about people of Arabic heritage, flew to Grenoble and vowed to do whatever he had to put down the rioting. There's no future for hoodlums and delinquents, Hortefeux warned, saying that the state always wins in the end. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
A government watchdog is criticizing the Treasury Department for urging General Motors and Chrysler to quickly reduce the size of their dealership networks, a move that cost jobs during the recession. The Special Inspector General for the government's bailout program says the Treasury didn't do enough to make sure that speeding up those closings was necessary for the company's long-term health. I'm Renita Jablonski. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.